Well, Matthew Wade's been going great for the Hobart Hurricanes, but this man's been going terrifically well for the Sydney Sixers. A little bit of a surprise packet, although we saw him out here with the last Ashes as well. James Vince joins us on the line on the program. G'day, James.
Good morning.
Yeah, the season's been terrific for the Sixers so far.
Yeah, it has. Since I arrived a few weeks ago, we've gotten a good run. It's helped having a decent chunk of games at home. In a row, so we're used to playing there, and I think it's four in the spin we've won there. So in some good form and looking ahead into the finals now.
What's the key to being successful in the T20s this year, James?
I don't know. I guess it's probably quite hard to find consistency in T20. With the level of risk that have got to be taken, but now we've managed to find a formula in recent weeks where we've been pretty consistent. So, guys in some good form going into our last group game, then into the semi-finals.
Yeah, you've had some time off. You've been able to freshen up before this game. What have you done in your time off, and how are you finding Sydney?
Sydney's awesome. I've not done a huge amount. I've got my partner and my two-year-old baby over, so we've been just enjoying Sydney. We're in Coogee, not far from the beach, so it's a great place to be. Just spending a bit of time at the beach, exploring Sydney a bit. Definitely beats being back home in the snow and all that sort of stuff at the minute, so yeah, can't grumble.
Yeah, how are you coping with the humidity?
All right at the minute. We've got the sea down the road, so I can always call off after training and after matches in there, which is handy.
It's a nice place in the world, there's no doubt. We're lucky enough to be chatting with James Vince from the Sydney Sixers. James, we were chatting about Matthew Wade and his runs in the BBL, the short form of the game, and trying to get him in the Ashes team for the Aussies to take on your side, England. The same for you, I guess. How do you... people say, oh, well, that's T20 runs. You're making T20 runs. No doubt you'd love to convert those runs into first-class runs and get yourself back into that English team for the Ashes.
Yeah, I would. Like you say, it's a different format. I think runs in any format bring us confidence. So, going back into our season back home, I think there's maybe 9 or 10 four-day games before the Ashes. So if there are spots available, I think, whoever can go back to their county side and score the most runs will give themselves a good chance of being selected. The way things are looking at the minute, there could be a spot or two open up in that side. So I think from a personal point of view, it'll be just going back to Hampshire in England and making sure I'm doing everything I can possible to score as many runs and push my name forward for that series.
Yeah, I think that's the key, James. I think there'll be an opportunity there for someone. The England team at the moment are really struggling over there in the West Indies. Have you had a chance to watch any of the cricket over there?
No, with the time difference, I haven't seen a huge amount, to be honest.
Yeah.
Obviously, kept an eye on the scores and managed to have a look at a few of the highlights. I don't think it's been the easiest batting conditions over there, but... obviously, the West Indies have coped better with the conditions than what we have. But still one game to go. Hopefully, we'll restore a bit of pride and then move on from that trip, I think.
And, James, can you tell us, we've seen your runs in the Big Bash and we've seen you before in for England as well. But when you look back, I think you've played 13 Test matches for England so far. Hopefully, that's going to get stretched throughout the Ashes, that record. But were you a victim of being too aggressive in that Test match arena when you got your chance? Have you had a thought about your style and what you need to do to get back and then when you get back?
I have had a bit of a think. I don't necessarily think too aggressive. I think it can be quite a brutal arena if you get in and you find a bit of a dip in form. I think trying to just make it tough for the bowlers to get me out, maybe being more selective at times. Yeah. But I don't think I want to change the approach to my game a huge amount. Just make sure I'm looking to score when the ball's in my area and not go chasing it when the bowlers are making me wait.
Here in Australia, James, we've got an obsession with the next Shane Warne. We want a leg spinner to come through and be a superstar.
Yeah, exactly.
Now, you've got a young spinner in your squad, Lloyd Pope. He's only a young guy, but how are you going facing him in the nets, and how big a future has he got?
I've been really impressed with him. The games he has played, he's done pretty well. And like you say, good leg spinners are hard to come by, and he's a young lad with some good control. Obviously, it's quite hard to tell in T20 nets, you know, what it'd be like with a red ball. I haven't seen him with a red ball, but there's definitely a lot of potential there from what I've seen from him so far.
James, we're glad that the Sydney Sixers have wrapped up a semi-final position. Let's hope you can take some good form as well. Keep that good form going into the finals of the Big Bash, and it's been good to have you here, and good luck with Ashes selection later on in the year.
Thank you very much.